30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Nine o'clock means open line hour, our third hour of our weekly Saturday morning broadcast, where we open it up to phone calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text is 411-923. Your email info at rosieonthehouse.com. Jennifer standing by to screen the calls. We've got the text open. I've got it open. Gary's got it open. Jennifer's got it open. We have email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Those are the three ways you can communicate with the broadcast to ask questions about your home, castle, or cabin here at Rosie on the House. And as calls start to come in and get screened and get queued, we usually have a little bulletin. It's National Radon Month. Radon is a silent killer none of us really think about. I don't think about it until I get reminded that it's National Radon Month, and Arizona Foundation Solutions has put together a great blog for us that we've posted on our website about what radon is, how to be aware of it, how to test for it. It's something that just naturally happens with the rock content. Homes that are on mountainsides are susceptible to radon. Homes over like the granite dells or heavy rock, much more susceptible to it than somebody, say, that was getting a home built over an old farmland or a flat creosote. Not to say they're impervious to it, but just be aware that in mountain homes, hillsides, where if you live in an area, a lot of rocks, your home is a lot more susceptible to radon. It causes over 21,000 deaths in the U.S. annually. That's a huge number. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. And it's 10 times higher in the winter. So this is a great time to get it tested to see if there's any radon in your home. This is one I do like crawl spaces. I love concrete. And there's an ongoing debate on what's better. Do you build on top of slab on grade, which is very common in Arizona? One argument against doing slab on grade, just doing a foundation and building a built-up floor so you've got a crawl space, is that's one way to help prevent. You've got that air flow underneath your floor that helps separate and can expose, and instead of the gas coming through concrete and cracks, it goes into your crawl space and dissipates into the air there. So that's an argument for crawl spaces. If you're in a crawl space, that's a great way to prevent radon in your home. My problem with crawl spaces, the crawl space itself is great, but then that means your floor that you're walking on day in and day out is likely out of wood, and wood doesn't last nearly as long as concrete. And when I build something, I like to think, all right, the next 300 years, this project is done. You won't have to touch it, mess with it, or manicure it on a wood crawl space. You've got the wood. You've got termites. You've got wood rot. You've got not something nearly as strong or as long-lasting as concrete. So, also, Casa Grande Home Show. Is that next weekend, Gary?
Next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Next weekend for all of our listeners. We've got – it's a very interesting market in Casa Grande. Because you've got contractors that are in Chandler that'll drive to Surprise for a job, and they won't go to Casa Grande. They think somehow there's this mental block that because there's not a city between, and you're not driving in houses all the way from Chandler to Surprise, that it's somehow farther away. Casa Grande's farther away when in reality it's closer. We're actually just talking with one of the guests that we're in with the Farm Bureau that is in that area that says, and it is really hard to get contractors to this area. And that's going to change. Casa Grande is a growing market. That's the reason there's a home show there next year. And you're getting to the age of a lot of these homes and the explosion of growth. You know, for a Californian to come over and have a one-hour commute each way, that's nothing. They're saving 2 hours a day by downgrading to a one-way commute, 1 hour commute one way. It's nothing for them to drive, and we have a huge influx, obviously, as you all know, and many of you are California transplants. So there was a huge explosion of homes there that are all hitting that 10, 20, 30 years of age now, where there's going to be the amount of work that's going to support contracting businesses to get established there. And we've got a great group of contractors in Casa Grande that have been there before the explosion. That's Brutnell Plumbing. We've got Desert Sun Air Conditioning. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on Certified Contractors. From that point, you can type in your city or zip code and then select a category of interest, or just leave it at all categories, and it'll bring everybody up geolocated that services that area. So whatever you're looking for your home, castle, or cabin, you can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. And our promotions team will be, to wrap up the reason why we're talking about Casa Grande, at the Casa Grande Home Show next weekend. I believe it's at the Outlet Malls. Susan Krieger will be there along with Lance Kunkel with our brand new Rosie on the House Ford Transit promotion vehicle that we won't be at some place every weekend, I don't think yet, but that is the ultimate goal, is to have the promotion vehicle some event, some festival, some home show every weekend. We love talking about Arizona. We cover the state, and to better enhance our ability to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we'll have our promotion vehicle at some event somewhere in the state, and we'll have call-ins in the 7 o'clock hour, probably a call-in in the 9 o'clock hour about whatever event they're at. They'll also have a lot of great promotional giveaways that they'll be doing. And if you'd like to see the Rosie on the House Transit at an event you're planning, you can just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and submit a request for us to be there. We obviously, it's one vehicle. There's going to be a lot of weekends, especially in the spring and fall, where there's multiple things going on at the state where we can only be at one place at a time. So get your request in early as we're putting together our 2019 calendar. Speaking of which, I've had a number of people wanting to know where the calendar is. It's been delayed. That was my fault. The drafts for approval came to the office, and something should have clicked in my head that these needed to be saved, because it was a very expensive envelope that they came in. It was printed on extremely expensive paper, but there was revisions. So after the revisions were made, I threw this set of prints away, so that the draft, you know, there was no chance that something didn't go to print that wasn't correct. And we had about 8 revisions on it. And for whatever reason, they told me, and print's not my world, that they needed that for to go to print. So we had to get another copy made, another copy approved. That delayed it all by 2 weeks because we were closing out the year. There was you've got to get in line for the printing press, and there's only a certain amount of presses that are big enough to handle the calendar size. So it was delayed, and it's my fault, but they tell us they are getting delivered Monday. So anyone that has requested one to be mailed, they should go out Tuesday. I think our mailing list for our calendars is up to 4,000. If you've asked for one in the past, you'll get it. One thing that we've learned in doing our calendars, and what this is it's a home maintenance calendar, and every week we cover a how-to. It lets you know what our lineup for our 8 o'clock hour will be. It'll let you know what we're talking about in the 10 o'clock hour. It's really appointment radio. If you see something on there that, countertops is on my to-do this year, Rosie's talking about it in the month of April with our hard surface month, or February is our plumbing month. It'll let you know what we're covering in that 10 o'clock hour, and we always bring in special guests and tradesmen that are skilled, qualified, and help connect you and educate you about your home, castle, or cabin. It just helps you. All these little things, if, as you all know, a list of honeydews, a short list is much more manageable than a long list, and so what we try and do with this home maintenance calendar is just pick away at that one task a week, so you never get that long list. Those will go out in this week. So if you asked for one last year, you don't need to ask for one again. And what we had found, we ended up with a number of returned calendars, and we thought, well, we got the address wrong, and we've I'm this is not a knock on the Postal Service, but whoever did this, it was must have been their first day at the post office, because where's the return address go, Gary?
Left corner, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
left. Forget it.
Well, somebody looked at that address, even though the address on who it was supposed to go to was in the center. They delivered like 300 calendars back to our PO box.
Oh, man.
Instead of delivering it to the name it was addressed to. So then we had to get them specially wrapped so that they would go to the right addresses. And they're like, hey, I asked for one. And it was one that was stuck in this return list. So we've changed how the back of that calendar is formatted now to avoid that from happening again. And it follows the guidelines specially provided by the Postal Service, so we shouldn't have that happen again. Live and learn. Live and learn. Let's get to Roland in Queen Creek, first on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Roland, go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Hey, hooked up my Christmas lights this year, and when it rained, they shorted out, and I traced it down to, I thought it was the GFI in panel. It's not. It was the GFI at the outlet. I have a GFI outlet controlled by a GFI breaker in the panel. Is that supposed to be that way?
I think what I heard is a GFI outlet supposed tied to a GFI circuit in the panel. That's one thing we were actually just talking about, the break, how the call-in radio has changed with cell phones, and people used to sit on their phones with a cord, and it was a non-wireless connection, and it's really changed talk radio. So we're hitting a break. We'll figure out exactly specifically what he's asking, and I'm actually going to probably have the mighty electrician answer it, because me and electricity just don't see eye to eye.